From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is author and Heyday publisher, Steve Wasserman. Hey, Steve.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Heyday is an independent nonprofit publisher that focuses on California history and culture, and they are celebrating their 50th anniversary this month. Woohoo! And Steve's new collection of essays is called Tell Me Something, Tell Me Anything, Even If It's a Lie. And right now we're going to hear Steve's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is the bookstore Cleo's in Oakland. Now, this isn't just any bookstore. Cleo's also has a bar. They encourage people to socialize, so they ask guests not to use their laptops or pull out their phones. There's also a lot of events going on, such as chess nights, author readings, and book club meetings. Steve, books and drinks. Okay, I like it. Sounds unique. Why do you like coming to Cleo's?
I love coming to Cleo's because it's like a nerd cave. If you like to read, but you also like to talk about books, this is the perfect place. And also, it's like this underground cavern. It was started a little over a year ago by Timothy Don, who was the art director for something called Lapham's Quarterly. He's interested in ideas. He knows that the way ideas get lubricated is a nice drink in the hand and a book in the other, and someone that looks like they have life in the eyes and you want to talk to. It has the most diverse crowd I have ever seen in the Bay Area flocking to this little underground dive at 323 Grand Street near Perkins, just near Lake Merritt in Oakland. I highly recommend it. You won't be disappointed.
Okay, you said nerd cave. That's all. My heart just fluttered when you said nerd cave. I will be there. That's the bookstore Cleo's in Oakland. Your next pick is Cuban Cinema Without Borders at BAMFA. This film series explores the lives of Cubans living in and out of the country, and it presents a mix of fictional stories and documentaries, and they present themes of defying totalitarianism, immigration, and finding community. Steve, what are you looking forward to seeing in this film series, and why do you like BAMFA?
Cuban cinema, ever since the triumph of Fidel Castro on January 1, 1959, exploded onto the world. Films like Memories of Underdevelopment, Lucia, they just took the world by storm. This little island, which only had about 6 million residents in 1959 and only has about 11 million now, they punch above their weight in all kinds of fields of culture, music, film, and others. This series shows you what is being done all over the world in the Cuban diaspora. People who were for Fidel Castro and his rebels, those who were opposed to it, all of them remarkably talented storytellers. This looks to be an extraordinarily exciting slate of movies. Many of them I haven't seen, but I'm really looking forward to broadening my horizon.
That's the film series Cuban Cinema Without Borders at BAMFA from October 23rd to November 16th. And your final pick is China Village in Albany. This Chinese restaurant is known for bringing the heat. Many of their dishes are cooked in chili oil and seasoned with hot spices and made with peppers. Some of their most popular dishes are the spicy pork shoulder, the 1,000 chili pepper fish fillet soup, and pork ribs with hot sauce. Now, Steve, I can't do spicy, so the only thing I could probably order is water. But for those listening who love spicy food, what are some of your favorite things on the menu?
Well, the first thing to be said about China Village is that I learned to cook Chinese 50 years ago by a guy named Bob Shearer, who'd been the former editor of Ramparts magazine. And I remember to this day him taking me to San Francisco's Chinatown and we picking out a hand-wrought iron wok and him teaching me how to season it with Crisco and put it in the oven and then slice the flank steak across the grain and then sear it in hot peanut oil with chili peppers. Now, this restaurant is Bernie Sanders' favorite restaurant. And when Bernie was campaigning for the presidency of the United States, It almost threw him off the campaign because this food was so spicy, it just blew his mind. He had to put his politics on the front door, tuck in, and just, you couldn't get him out of there. This place is wonderful, particularly the fish fillet and tofu. Fabulous dish. You will love it.
That's China Village in Albany. I've been speaking with Heyday publisher Steve Wasserman, and make sure you check out his book, Tell Me Something, Tell Me Anything, Even If It's a Lie. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Kristen McCandless. I'm Janae Darden.